They keep the pulse on a culture that is revolutionizing the world. They are the scribes of hip-hop, keepers of the flame eternally in their hands, demystifying the soul. They seem to be the only ones who know what the hell is going on. There are DJ King Killa, your boy Kurt G, and E Green. I may be dishing real uncensored nigga talk, but these guys are straight hip-hop. As a matter of fact, this is where I get my shit. So peep this shit. Hello, my bitches. This is Dr. Mo, DangerZoneShow.com. Like you know, before you check the rest, you better peep the best. Do your boy a favor. Get behind the flavor. The Hip Hop Digest.
Yeah, boy. Yeah, boy. Yeah, boy. Yeah, boy. Yeah, boy. Yeah, boy.
I'm going to be upfront honest with you. By like 2012, 2013, I had $30 million. At that point in life, I'm being real. My dead brother. Why was I rapping? What am I rapping about? I'm rich. I want to be rich. So from that time to right now, I want to figure out how can I become a billionaire and a multi-millionaire off of business. Because I did it with rap. I was a whack rapper. Like, I knew I was whack. But I was real. See what I'm saying? My realness overcame my whackness.
Wait, you actually think in hindsight? You think in hindsight you were whack?
But my favorite rapper is DMX, Nas. KRS-One's.
You worked on your craft though, like
Goody Mar.
By the time by,
I can't rap like them folks. I can't rap like them folks. I can't rap like them folks. I can't rap like them folks.
Yeah, nigga. Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man DJ King Killa. Yeah, nigga. Wow. Yeah.
That one hit me off guard. It's your boy Kurt G.
And it is E Green, yo, Killer. What's going on, man?
That's your boy Waka Flocka Flame.
Wow, that one caught me off guard. Damn.
On Everyday Struggle, basically, wow. The nigga said I knew I was a rap rapper. You know what I mean?
Oh, let do it.
Hey, B, just call it what you want. You know what I'm saying?
He said he wanted to get rich. Yeah, he did it.
Yo, no doubt. Kiss her to diss it, but he said he was a whack rapper. Now, the thing about that clip, if you watch the clip, fucking your boy Academics on there panicking. You mean you worked on your craft? You know, panicking. And then when he started dropping names, the motherfucker just panicking and shit. All the motherfuckers on the show and shit. Motherfuckers, they didn't know what to think of it. They could have never even heard of a motherfucker doing a self-assessment saying, shit, I made a lot of motherfucking money. But up against real niggas, nigga, I was whack. Now, well, of course.
I doubt very highly in the height of his money-making time would he have said those words.
Hell to the nah.
But I appreciate him admitting it now.
Well, check it out. So, we're going to get into that. This is really just as, since we're talking about that, in the comments, this is where all the truth is. It says, all Academics wanted to do is shut Waka ass up. When he started running off those names of real MCs, you got to remember, Academic hates real hip hop and doesn't want it to make a comeback. And for the record, Waka Flocka was not the illest lyricist, but I dug what he did. I mean, that's just from the comments. And that's the situation that we find ourselves in as of recording night, because there was a brawl that broke out on the text chain.
Did it.
It was a serious brawl.
You know, I saw you in there refereeing a little bit.
Hey, yeah, you know, man. I just came in.
It was a Donnybrook.
Yeah, it was a Donnybrook, yo. You know what I mean? It's so... You know, my peoples is representing, certain other peoples is representing their viewpoint. What I tried to do in refereeing is see, once again, let's get down to the brass tacks. Certain folk from certain regions may be super rich and may be super popular, but they super whack on the mic. And that's the equivalent here. You know what I mean? And basically, I had to tell certain folk, you know, stop using subject matter as a fig leaf. A lot of people can sing love songs, and a lot of people can sing about love. But certain people do it better than others. So it reminds me one day, way back in the days when I was at work, and this girl who was really loving Keith Sweat, you know what I'm saying? And you know, I'ma go outside in the rain was her favorite joint. And an older nurse was like, that's but the dramatics. So she didn't know nothing about the dramatics. So they asked me. It was like, you know, dramatics or Keith Sweat? I was like, oh, nah, that's dramatics.
Dramatics all day.
Dramatics all day.
Yes, sir.
But then, you know, I mean, it could go both ways. I mean, so you got, what's the name of the joint? Luther Vandross, Long Ago. The same song that the Carpenters sung.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Luther handled that one.
And I love Karen Carpenter. You know, the Carpenters, but Luther Vandross bodied that.
Yeah, he made her sound horrible on that joint.
He took that song and made it his.
That's what I'm saying. So, and this is what we're getting down to here, yo. Word is born, yo. That's why I'm saying I'm not player hating cats. You know, and much success, whether you trap or drill or whatever. You know, I like to see them young brothers make as much money as they can. And like Jay-Z says, I hope they overcharging on the money that they make.
And I hope they live to enjoy the money they make.
Well, we're going to talk about that later as well. But I'm sorry, B, the Hip Hop Digest, when it gets down to the brass tacks, yo, you know what I'm saying? Your man and your man's man, and I don't care who the fuck we talking about. Yo, if motherfuckers just really aren't good MCs. And there's a lot of people tonight mad at Flocka because of that statement. A lot of people tonight. And I kind of think in today's situation, Flocka may come and say, well, I want to clarify and do some shit later. Because people mad at Flocka right now for saying that shit. A lot of people, when we said it on the Digest, and I said this directly on the text chain, when we said it on this show that Flocka was not a good MC, niggas was like, y'all niggas, fuck y'all old niggas, hate
him. I didn't even know his name was real.
Yeah, you was tripping that day.
Hey.
You was like, what the fuck?
So, you know, shout out to Flocka, man. I give him a lot of respect for at least admitting it.
But like Igri said, yo, that's hindsight honesty. That's all that is. He made his money. He's comfortable now. He know there's no possible way he can make a comeback because shit done passed him by now. He's the old man in the trap game.
But let's give him another check mark because he did say what? He ain't trying to do dictionary rap or something like that?
Yeah, he was the author of that dictionary rap shit.
So he was kind of saying it even back then.
He just wasn't being completely all the way honest like he is now.
But listen to what he was saying. He was like his favorite rappers, DMX, Nas, KRS. So Flocka knew, you know what I'm saying? And see, that's the thing. A lot of these guys, the intellectual dishonesty, crazy. And I know you got a frog and you got a front when you're in the middle of your career. You know what I'm saying? I know you got to do that. But Flocka, who's saying that these guys are his, like, favorite MCs, yo, I mean, the people who like Flocka and support him, they pulling their fucking hair out right now. How can they defend? How can they deflect?
How can you not have Gucci as your top MC?
Exactly.
That he put you on, nigga.
Exactly. Rhyming the way you rhyme, and Gucci's not, it's not the man?
I can't call it, B.
Nigga. Shit, nigga. You better pay respect to Don Corleone and shit, nigga. You better know what's up with the Godfather, nigga. So, anyway, speaking of Waka Flocka, let's get right in. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest, or first and a half topic, is Waka Flocka once again. Waka Flopper. Waka. Damn.
Yeah, you said it.
Waka Flapper. Flapjacks, nigga.
God damn. Waka Flocka Flame cautions against calling rap dangerous. He was like, y'all folks are really about to cut y'all fucking hustle out. What he's talking about is the recent shooting of one Pop Smoke, piggybacked on what your boy, who was the fucking, was it Jim Jones? Yes, Jim Jones comments to on the media saying that being a rapper is more dangerous than being a soldier. Well, Flocka wasn't buying that shit. Flocka was like, the true dangers are that you can't be a rapper and be rapping about gang culture. can't be a rapper and be in the drug trade. He said, hip-hop ain't dangerous. He was like, shit is out there making more money than any other genre in the world. Hip-hop is beautiful. But he's like, being a gangbanger is fucking dangerous, and so is being a drug dealer rapper. That's from your boy Waka Flocka dropping jewels.
How come Waka Flocka sounding all knowledgeable and shit now? I'm almost mad at that nigga, B. Like, you really been fronting all these years, nigga.
30 mil in the bank will make you really feel really comfortable. Hard,
nigga. I ain't mad.
I'm really about to be mad at that nigga, B.
But you got to like, give him credit.
You got that kind of knowledge in the tank, and you was just holding on to that shit while you got rich, and then after you got rich, you want to say drop knowledge on niggas?
You trying to drop knowledge?
Nigga, he look like a pigeon to me right now. Sound like a pigeon sitting on the fucking top of a building, my nigga. He just dropping shit on niggas, B. The fuck? I'm really about to be mad at this nigga.
Word?
You really doing this? You was this smart of a nigga? But you was acting dumb as shit.
Well, as much as we always say we want people to get their dollars, he found a way to do it. Nobody had to follow that shit. He was making what motherfuckers wanted to hear at that time.
Man,
he said he ain't no dictionary rapper. And we knew that. But his fans just don't want to let it go. But he just told the truth. So the fact that even now he's telling the truth, I got to give him respect for it.
See, the thing about Flocka and Kurt G is just reiterating that, you know, of course, I always say the niggas ain't that dumb anyway, but they're acting dumb. And then secondly, don't you remember one of Flocka's videos? That motherfucker, he dancing around bullets and shit. You know, it's just crazy as shit.
I do not remember none of that.
Yeah, he got a video where he's dancing around flying bullets or some crazy shit, yo. You know what I mean?
The budget.
Hey, yo, I know it. No doubt.
Long way from them early shits with him and Gucci and them shits looking like they straight out the fucking trap house and shit.
Oh, boy. And not no more shit. I work damn hard to get out of a ghetto. Words more, son. So Kurt G's like, I'm really mad at that nigga.
He dropping jewels. I ain't mad at the jewels. I'm mad at the fact that he had those jewels. And the whole time, he just holding on to that shit.
But you can't be put on by Gucci. You can't be trapping with that. I mean, I guess you can. Can you? Can you do that? Can you have them jewels and it be put on by Gucci? And, you know, you coming out, you got to make sure you can be ignoramus and shit. You know what I mean? Just be a dumb motherfucker and shit. And make all this money.
And he did.
He damn sure did.
And now he's saying, I didn't want to be no rapper. I wanted to be rich.
Nigga was like, yo. Nigga was like, I was whack. Yo, shit, I knew I was whack.
money gives you a certain power, B. We all know that. It gives
no
you
doubt.
A certain power. And if he had them jewels and got the money, and now he's got a little bit of power, whatever, then so be it.
Indeed.
Better to do this than not give it at all.
So let's talk about some of the topics that he did bring up. And I always thought that this was an interesting topic. You have a certain subset of guys who unfortunately do lose their lives, get shot at, video shoot shot up, you know, their loved ones in danger. Because they are in gangs. They talking that blood. They talking that Crip shit. They are heavy in the drug scene. You know what I mean? A lot of cats still, maybe they got a record contract, but they still in the game heavy. You know, certain subset of people. It always seems to be those type of guys. Again, I didn't know the Pop Smoke, but the shit, Brooklyn Drill. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, it's a certain cats who never get caught up in that shit, though. You know what I mean? It's certain MCs who never get caught up in that shit. Their concerts are an uneventful of, you know, you go to the concert, you listen to music, you go home and shit. Certain cats, and can we be honest about that?
We can be honest about that, but that's all about what you bring to the table. The type of energy you already bringing in. And the energy a lot of these niggas bring in is off of that gang energy, off that negative energy, off that straight out shoot you energy, that kill them up all day energy that they bring. So the type of niggas you're going to bring around, even if you lying, you got real niggas that's really out here about that shit. That's really about killing niggas and really about doing that shit. And they going to show up at your shows. And shit might pop off and some niggas might get shot.
I don't know. I mean, and that is for absolutely everybody. I mean, shit, Conway, you know, he's lucky to be alive right now. You know what I'm saying? Because they try to kill his ass, you know? And everybody who's on that shit. And granted, this new New York shit is not immune to that shit. I mean, we may love the wordplay. And we just like love song. And, you know, people can sing love songs, but then there's certain people who do it really well. You know what I'm saying? You can rhyme about drug dealing. There's others with better lyrical skill than others rhyming about drug dealing. But the effects of that,
it's still the same.
It's still right.
It's the same energy. It's the same. Yes. The same negative energy you bring in. The same type of crowd that you bring in to your shows. The same type of people that are going to come out with that same type of like, fuck it. This nigga, he real. He about that life, just like I am.
Right.
So. Let me just throw this out there, Danny. So somebody like Rock Marciano, right?
Right.
Do a lot of that talk, but you don't think his fans actually get into that rah rah? His fans get into it like his magnificent wordplay, his storytelling, right?
Well, some of them do. I'm saying I would hope that most of them do, but there's a few, like you said, a subset of niggas that's like, you know, rock about that shit. The stories Rock tell you, you know, he was in the life. He was doing that shit.
Yeah, but he doesn't have that kind of energy that I see, like you're talking that gang shit where people showing up looking for some shit. You know, I think people...
I guess Rock would come off more on a Jay-Z type of thing where Jay had life. Jay was in the life, but he was not talking that about energy, like that type of shit where I'm gonna kill you and shoot you in the face type of shit.
He was talking how slick he is.
Right. Talking about he was the boss type shit.
Yeah, right. These other niggas talking about not checking in and showing up, doing this, that, and others. Like, what do you think is gonna happen when you go to that town?
You know, and that was funny because around this Pop Smoke situation, his name escapes me, but there was a rapper from L.A. who's like, you know, when you come from other areas, you better check in. And he's talking about L.A. specifically. He's like, you come from other areas, nigga, you need to check in, okay? Because niggas see you or niggas know about you, you know, they gonna run up on you. And actually, I remember that video when Lil Baby was in Atlanta shooting a video. The local hoods from Atlanta rolled up on Lil Baby. And Lil Baby is not exactly what you would call thugging on the mic. I mean, he may be aggressive, but he's really not a hard thug on the mic, nigga. Man. They rolled up on him, was like, nigga, Atlanta taxes, nigga.
Yeah, but he thugged back on them, though.
No, and didn't yeah.
Get
but,
into none of that.
But see, and that's the type of thing right there where, you know, that could have
got ugly.
Right, it could have. It could have, you know. So, wow, I don't know. It's just very interesting. I'm going to say it once, I'm going to say it again. It's the type of shit, you know, your old Droog don't have to worry about. All you got to do is just do the music. All right, so it's your boy Flocka, man. Getting a lot of time on the digest, yo. I'm going to shout S, who posted that on the text chain just in time. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, you caught me crazy off guard with that one. Uh-huh. I was like, what? Not Walker.
Yes, sir. No doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is your boy Eminem had an interview. And let me set the stage for the interview. A bed was made. The covers was turned back. Cookies were being served with milk and mint to Eminem during the interview.
Did he have a teddy bear in the bed with him too?
Well, let's go through the interview and maybe he did, maybe he didn't. Okay. Your boy, Crooked King, or is that what he's calling himself these days?
He's called Crooked Eye?
Crooked Eye, yes. Anyway, he has a podcast himself called Crook's Corner, okay? And he was interviewing Eminem, his boss, up at the label. So we know how that's going to go. Just like Drake, it was a pre-interview, okay? He's getting fed milk and cookies. The cover is turned back, the mint on the pillow. The whole situation. No Harbaugh questions, okay? And during the interview, Eminem says, I was never the king of anything, and Eminem admitted that he is absolutely a guest of hip-hop. And without mentioning Lord Jamal's name, they danced around it, okay? Talking about his new album. But then they got into the Lord Jamal situation, where Lord Jamal is saying, basically, white folks are guests, okay? And you need to pay proper respect. For Lord Jamal's point, he was saying Eminem's ego wouldn't allow him to say his name, but he takes the latter on the issue. And for Lord Jamal, he said the issue is now for him put to bed, even though Eminem didn't admit that. All of this basically came from Lord Jamal pointing out the facts that white folks are a guest in hip hop. Heard you say,
I don't totally agree with that. Them being guests as if they don't even have a place in hip hop. Like, they gotta, as you said, the LA niggas, they gotta check in just to even make a fucking song. Like, if the shit's dope and they making quality hip hop, what the fuck you need to be checking in for? What the fuck you got? What are you a guest of? You're making hip hop just like everybody else.
Well, I think that people are looking at the architect of the situation when rap was in its infancy. It was Tom Silverman, the invited guest of Bambaataa, had to come to the Bronx, or otherwise Tom Silverman wouldn't even have been up in the Bronx. You could say that, hate it or diss it, and love it or not, but that was the case. Now, I also disagree with Lord Jamal in the fact that there are certain guys who do. I'm just going to give you an example, like the Alchemist. I'm just going to give an example. I mean, he's done nothing but high quality work since he's been in the game. Okay, I don't think that Lord Jamal would have any problem with him. But then I don't think that Lord Jamal would see the Alchemist as exploiting the culture in the way that Eminem maybe is being seen as doing. Swerve?
I don't know, yo. I just think hip hop is a vibe more than a thing. But whatever that vibe is what, like, you know, people who are around know what it is, but we know what it's not. Also, so when we hear this stuff on the radio, we're like, no, that's not it. But there's a whole generation being taught that that's what it is. So
when a guy like, look, but I'm saying, but when a guy like Lord Jamal is saying, look, you know.
But I know he said, but I'm going to just say he's wrong, because hip hop really doesn't, what I'm saying is it doesn't have a color per se, because there are all races of people who contribute to hip hop. You know what I'm saying? It's I don't know. If you're talking about individuals, like, I don't think that Eminem was just disrespecting, because he earned his way in my opinion. But then it was somebody within hip hop that sent him on that commercial path, because everybody keeps saying, oh, well, he did this out there because of Dre. But Eminem wasn't doing that before that, you know what I'm saying? So I don't think he was shouldn't have been there on his own merit.
So ultimately, what you guys are saying, that you believe that Lord Jamal's assumption that white folks are guests in hip hop is a wrong assessment?
Yeah, I do.
In totality, yes.
If you want to add it all up, yes. If you want to start from the beginning of hip hop and say about Tom Silverman being invited in, of course, nigga, he wouldn't have went out there anyway.
Right. He wouldn't have. I mean, he knew about Bambaataa. He knew about it. But shit, he wasn't going up to the Bronx without being invited. You know,
not at that time.
Right, not at that time.
Shit.
You know, so I don't know. I'm I agree, but then again, I don't. I'm very ambivalent because there are people who don't exploit the culture in a way. That's why I use like Alchemist as a good example. If Alchemist wanted to make money, he could have easily done a handful of underground joints, checked out, and then producing the next Miley Cyrus joint if he wanted to. I mean, it's that easy for white folks in that way. Didn't last week somebody bring up Mark Wahlberg or something or whatever lately? I mean, that's as simple as that. You know what I'm saying? You show up, you make some garbage shit, and then the next thing you know, you look around, you're an A-list actor. Okay? It's that easy for white folks. And I think that Lord Jamal is saying, look, when it's like that, for white folks, we gonna have to at least monitor and check niggas when they may be being exploitive or getting out of pocket. So that's where I'm ambivalent on.
Yeah, well, I agree with that part.
I agree with that also, but I'm also gonna add this in and be all the way 100 with it.
No doubt.
It's way more black folk exploiting hip-hop.
Oh, yes.
Way but more.
Yes.
There's no color on getting checked. Whatever is exploiting the culture gets checked.
Yes. Yes.
But you're right. It's way more. Waka Flocka did it.
And he just told you he did it.
Exactly.
He admitted to doing the shit. Exploiting the fucking shit.
Yeah, he did. License to Kill, 30 mil. Claiming it's just a drug bust. So that's what's good, man. You know, shout out to Eminem and Lord Jamal. And to finish this topic up, I was thinking about, you know, your defense of Logic in regards to this Eminem issue. Yeah, I'm talking to you, Swerve. Your defense of Logic. I remember I used to be like, yo, something that just fucks me up with Logic. Yo, it really just never was that dude. And everybody's like, yo, Logic a real cat. Yo, he love Wu. And all these superlatives about Logic and his realism or whatever. But I don't know, B, when it came to Eminem, you never really could extend that type of courtesy.
What are you talking about? I just said to you that Eminem earned his way in. Because I was listening to all that early Eminem. I didn't get off the Eminem train until that fucking Britney Spears shit.
Oh, yeah.
And that coincides with him getting with Dre.
Okay, I mean...
So, from that point on, I'm looking at Eminem like, get this shit out of here. But before that, that shit with him on the cover, on the bridge, all of that shit, I was fucking with Eminem. All them battle videos I used to watch of him... That's why I get so frustrated, because I know what he's capable of, but he has for years now put out that bullshit, and I don't want to hear that.
Right. Oh, the music has not been good.
I give Eminem way more credit than I give Logic. I give Logic credit because he's competent on the microphone. Now, he's got them commercial things that I'm sure the label made him do, but... If you were to listen to like his first or second album, you'd be like, okay. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to sit up here and say he's Black Thought or no shit like that. But you'll be like, yo, he's competent. And I'm okay with a competent MC because, like we were just saying, there's a whole lot of people that are exploiting it that are not competent.
Ain't that the truth?
So I'm going to give Logic his credit for that, but I give Eminem way more credit than that because he literally earned his spot up in there by being great.
All right. Well, that's what's good. All right. Let's keep it rocking. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, speaking of Eminem, Eminem's manager, Paul Rosenberg, has stepped down as the head of Def Jam. Remember when he ascended to the position of running Def Jam, and the first thing he did was put out an entire Def Jam company mixtape of trap niggas, and it didn't sell. And Def Jam has really, I don't even know if Def Jam should really even exist anymore. Because they, you know, other than maybe, I don't know if Rihanna's still on Def Jam or Beaver. This is what we're talking about here. Rihanna, Beaver, and, you know.
He said Beaver.
Motherfuckers on there and shit, you know.
that's Justin. Bieber.
Justin Bieber.
By the way.
Shit, motherfucker, might as well be Leave It to Bieber as far as I'm concerned. Yo, so, G, let me ask you. So, why wouldn't Rosenberg at least make an attempt to bring Def Jam back to credible hip-hop music? He's in and out of there so quick, and nothing of note, no releases of note, no nothing. And we're talking about hip-hop here. Rosenberg don't have any guys he can go to, you know? I mean, Rosenberg, instead of Shady, you know, Rosenberg was like, yeah, it'd be great to bring these guys, Griselda, that is, back, like, in the Def Jam, and I'm looking like Rick Rubin, the second coming, if I bring those guys over to Def Jam. I mean, what the fuck, yo?
Well, B, I think guys like you, guys that just don't seem to think forward and always get stuck in the past, you dinosaur-ass niggas. Yeah, I'm talking to all you dinosaur-ass niggas. Y'all don't understand what the fuck is going on here. You either move forward or you get left behind.
Dare I say evolve?
Yes. You need to evolve and get with the times, my nigga. You can't be making that old fucking hip-hop and think that you're going to make money with that shit.
You know what Rosenberg said? These is red bottom. I make money moves.
So it's funny because he's out up at Def Jam, and he could have been out up at Def Jam trying to bring Def Jam back to hip hop prominence. Okay, he put out a mixtape full of unknown trap cats and figured, you know, this trap shit is easy. You know what I mean? We can throw any motherfucking body in that motherfucking red bottoms out there and get it going, get it cracking. But it didn't work out like that. Fuck, why not even take the chance?
So you say just go out. Why as well go out trying to make Underground come back than trying to go out with this bullshit?
Then we'd have been on the Hip Hop Digest saying the following. Yo, man, I got to give Rosenberg credit. Yo, at least he did try. He's out at Def Jam because, you know, that boom bap shit didn't sell. But shit, he's out at Def Jam and all that horse shit didn't sell any fucking way, Holmes.
When has this gentleman ever given you the thought that he would do that?
Never
is the answer.
how many times on here have you said niggas have even alluded to the fact that he's holding Eminem back from making hip hop shit?
All the time. He's the main one. M, no way we can put that out. Yeah, of course.
So you expect him to go to Def Jam and completely change his way of thinking.
You know, I bet Dr. Dre has got 2 to 5 albums of Eminem on the firest beats. I bet the vault. I mean, I bet Dr. Dre vaults is like Prince vaults. We got the incredible shit in there, yo, that we'll probably never hear.
Yeah, that's a shame. Nice shooting.
That's what's good. All right. Next topic on Hip Hop Digest is we want to say rest in peace to Katherine Johnson, the African-American mathematician who was made famous by the movie and the book Hidden Figures. She was a mathematician who made critical contributions to the space race in the golden age when they was like trying to go to the moon, you know? She basically championed women and underrepresented groups in mathematics to try to get them, you know, up in technology, NASA, all that, Google, all that type of things where African American and others representation is very small. She passed away at 101 years old. Again, if you want to know her story, you can either read the book Hidden Figures or go see the movie, which was excellent, by the way, Hidden Figures. Again, we want to say rest in peace to her, Kathleen Johnson. Also, we want to rest in peace goes out to Barbara B. Smith. The groundbreaking model and lifestyle guru died at the age of 70 from unfortunately early onset Alzheimer's. In 1976, she became only the second black model to appear on the cover of Mademoiselle. The first person was Julie Jones in 1969. Some described B. Smith as the black Martha Stewart. And I remember her show on TV, you know, on there cooking biscuits and shit, meals.
And that
shit.
Restaurant in D.C.
That restaurant, yes, exactly. So B. Smith was, again, considered the black Martha Smith. Unfortunately,
Martha Stewart.
I mean, damn, fucked up, man. It's, what time is it, East Coast? It's late.
Y'all late.
Past
y'all
my
early,
bedtime.
That is.
I'm sorry. Anyway, so yes, Martha Stewart. But anyway, her passing is somewhat clouded in some unfortunate news. Her husband, okay, Dan Gatsby, revealed that he was in a relationship while nursing his sick wife. And not only was he in a relationship with another woman, I'm gonna go ahead and lay it out there. It's a white woman.
Damn, BUTMZ-ing right now.
And he moved the white woman into the apartment. People thought it was in poor taste. Mr. Gatsby himself was like, I love my wife, but I can't let her take my life. But boy, Mr. Gatsby received a lot of negative press. It was crazy.
You gotta be quiet on that, yo. Just hold that.
You gotta hold tight, my nigga. Yeah, damn.
None of that said whatsoever.
So you ain't even gonna give Mr. Gatsby the
gas face?
That's what he gets, the gas face.
Yeah, Gatsby gets the gas face, my nigga. He was definitely wilding, but
you should have just played the fucking distraught husband, even if your ass wasn't, nigga. Not B. Smith, man. Come on.
Hey, B, I'm just saying, that was the copy.
But it didn't need to be told, yo, for real.
It's the whole copy. You know what I mean?
Their business.
Anyway, rest in peace to both of those ladies. It was a great loss.
I'm a lawyer. This nigga hate TMZ.
See, that wasn't TMZ, man. That was straight news.
Yeah, nigga. You could have left it at B. Smith.
Yeah, son.
All that extra marital shit.
Yeah,
it's like, you tainted this shit, B.
Yeah, you went there, son. You went extra on it, B. Yeah, son. It's like bringing
up. It was the white woman. I don't know.
It's like bringing up that white woman with Kobe, B.
Oh,
you don't want to go there, B. Niggas is like, that's just it's poor taste and bad timing. Man, nigga.
You on the carpet right now, B, for that one, yo. You should have left that out. Oh, shit. Anyway.
Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest.
I believe my next topic is TMZ. So,
oh damn!
At this point in time,
we was priming the pump, wasn't we?
At this point in time, we could talk about Royce the Five Nines, the allegory, and then I'm out of topics.
Oh no! Let's
we already was TMZ, and then we was ready. Let's go.
We here now.
We already here. Our minds is there.
Did we listen to Royce da 5'9"?
Yes.
I listened to Royce da 5'9" the entire evening.
Yes, I did. I listened.
And like I thought, it wasn't until, for me personally, until I got around track 18, I thought it was at that point, you know, he's doing it himself. He doesn't have anybody up at the label telling him to trim the fat on extra tracks or whatever. Not even the skits, because the skits were dope and full of information. Sure. Dropped me. Boy, you talk about dropping knowledge.
But the fact that it was the child that was doing it on them joints.
Oh, son. I have to give Royce da 5'9" a huge round of applause for the product. Whether if I thought it was too long or not is irrelevant, yo. That's the type of hip hop. That's the type of MCing, especially this day and age. You know what I'm saying? Trump and them niggas.
You can study this shit,
yeah,
yo.
Exactly.
This album could be a class.
Yo, son, when she bust out the knowledge on that ice cream truck jump off, nigga. Oh, nigga, I was like, oh, Royce going for the juggler on niggas.
I got caught out there, free my people, or my people free, or whatever that joint's called. I was like, yo.
Yeah, he's going for the juggler. See, and we've been talking about this again, this balance, this drop knowledge. You know, and it can exist with the street knowledge.
Of course.
But this is what we had in the golden era, where you had the KRSs and the Public Enemies balanced with any other street knowledge that you had out there, yo. This is incredible. We can get a little bit more than this, yo. Oh, but shout out to Royce, yo. Yeah. It's incredible. It's an incredible project, yo.
Yeah,
there are really... I'll be honest... Like I feel with every album of his, it's not like every record I'm gonna be going back to, but there are enough where I can say, yeah, this is a very interesting and worthy album.
B, this album, actually, the thing about it is that it's an album that you can study. You know, right. This is a study that you could really, there's a lot of meat on the bone where a second and third and a fourth listen. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It really soak you in the knowledge, yo. It's been a long time since we had recordings like that. Not that they don't exist, but you know what I'm saying? From
but
top
he was speaking
tier.
Freely.
Yes, but from top tier lyricists.
Yeah.
You know.
But top tier lyricist speaking freely about the institution of the record industry.
Oh, well, come on. I mean,
not one record. Several records going in.
Again, B, as much as we talk about the record industry, yo, and even with
that trick
this
shit,
B,
that record with the trick.
Oh yeah, son. The type of shit he does, B. Royce has, if he hasn't proven already, Royce should be in damn near everybody's top five at this point in time.
Tell you what,
because he's proven that he is one of them niggas that could definitely get a top five slot. When you're talking about real MC spitting, he's proven that he's one of them type of niggas. He's damn near right there with Black Thought. If you wanna be serious about it, because he's on a rhyme. He's not better than Black Thought, but as far as wordplay and as far as bringing knowledge to the mic and the way he does it, he's right there with Black Thought.
The strong number two. Strong.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. You know, my top five, and through the years, the top five has shuffled at times. You know, my top five has shuffled. Certain cats have fell out of the top five. Like, I mean, for an example, like Kool G Rap is in my top five forever. And he fell out, you know. And I was just thinking about this actually the other day before this album came out. I'm thinking, damn, you know, Royce probably could slide up in my personal top five. And, oh boy, right now, I tell you what, there's a couple of cats who could be in peril. Okay? This is my personal top five. But the two cats who could be in peril, okay? Right now is Nasir Jones, and he's at number two, but he's in peril if he keeps this shit up, okay? But right now he's not in danger, but you know his legs can get wobbly if he keep this shit up, all right? And number five is KRS, and that is just because maybe time, but over a career, he's not in as much danger as a Nasir Jones, but Royce da 5'9" could take the place of those two guys. I don't know. It's still early.
In my top five, I could replace Biggie. As much as I love Biggie, I could replace Biggie with Royce. As much as I love him. Because Royce has proven and has done so much work.
Yes, and that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a consistency. As much as I love KRS, I mean, there was a point after John.
I can't see KRS ever coming out of my top five.
Really? Because, I mean, I'm just saying there was a point after Jive and after sort of Koch where he was kind of lost in the wilderness. and he didn't, and his albums were not good. And you have to be honest with yourself. But now maybe that could be again because, you know, I don't know why, but that's why I'm saying not so much KRS, but probably more Nas. Because if he keeps this celebrity shit up, okay, if he keeps this I gotta do what celebrities do shit and fucking just fucking call Preem and get this shit done, and then that way you're solid again, that's what I need from Nasir Jones, B.
I'm going to just go on record and say, because we can go back through past shows and it will indicate that I already had Royce in my top five.
Okay, yeah, congratulations.
Nobody is beating Black Thought to me on my list. Black Thought, I don't care what happens. He's never coming off my list. KRS want to come off before Black Thought. But Royce has been rhyming like this for such a long time, and like almost like putting himself under Eminem. I'm glad that it's coming to light now, that people are actually seeing that this dude is super quality.
Well, in the terms of, and it's funny you said that, because in the terms of guys who are probably not coming off the list, and there's no perfect MC, first of all. I'm going to say that right now. So, like, Kumo D is never coming off my list. And probably neither is Black Thought. Probably never coming off my list. Because I motherfuckers ain't even really to me. I'm like, first of all y'all niggas, the Roots done put out a lot of music, and Thought is excellent on every single solitary last album. He's excellent. Okay, but at Illadelf Half-Life, nigga, shut the fuck up. You bring your man in, I'm putting $1 million on Illadelf Half-Life to shut your man down. I don't give a fuck who it is. You know, that's just me. But right now, I mean, well, and then at three, I don't think Rakim is off, can ever come off the list.
Yeah,
either.
That's.
I don't think those three would be. It would be Kumo D, Rakim, and Thought probably will never come off the list. And KRS-One really close behind that. But I tell you what, Nasir Jones. Again, I'm gonna say it again. It's a warning. If you keep this shit up.
It's a warning.
You know what I mean?
Warning.
Shit.
Could be hazardous to your health.
It could be. Shit. You keep this Nas X shit, and next thing you know, you're making records and shit with nut niggas and letting Kanye talk you into this bullshit. You know, you just keep that shit up, man. Stop.
It sounds like he is slipping me already.
Slipping in the dark.
B, no, I'm just being honest with you, yo. I'm just saying, man. Man, fuck that, yo. You know what I mean? Yo, stop. This is hip hop, yo. It's not that complicated. It's hip hop.
There's probably a lot of people that agree with you that Nas wouldn't be in the top five, and I'm looking at it historically, trying to understand, because when I say look at it historically, what is Nas known for? What put Nas on the map to greatness?
That one album.
Yeah, but that's unfair to Nas because
unfortunately for him, that one album was such a great album and such a lyrical bomb. He dropped a lyrical nuclear bomb on niggas when he dropped that album. Because he was so ahead of his fucking time at his age. It was like, what the fuck? This nigga's knowledge was crazy, the shit he was saying. It was like, wow, I cannot believe he's that young and spitting that type of fucking knowledge. And it was just unbelievable. And it's just stuck with niggas. It's hardcore stuck with niggas.
Yes. So that being the case, can you name any other project that he put out that reached that same level?
None.
Life is good.
No.
That
no.
Same level, B, come on.
B, no. Okay, life, shit, no, wait a minute, hold up, B.
Nah,
life is good. Life is good is not going to be loved like Nas's first album. And that's why Nas, again, and we talked about this before, but that's why Nas don't want nothing to fucking do with Illmatic anymore. Yo, fuck that, yo. He feels like he's got a lot more to offer, and he don't want to fuck with Illmatic and shit no more. That's it. But I'm trying to tell you, yo, a lot of niggas, like, let me tell you something. In my opinion, and you're right, this is personal shit, but in my opinion, okay, a record like Life is Good was hella 444 before Jay. And they only gave Jay credit because it was fucking Jay. Now, don't get me wrong, 444 is an excellent record. And I was proud of Jay for doing that, you know what I'm saying? But, nah, Life is Good spoke about them grown man issues hella before Jay, you know? So, that's just my personal opinion.
I ain't mad at you, B.
So, anyway, shout out to Royce, yo. He's getting high praise, nigga. High praise.
Well, when you put out a quality product, you get high praise. Because if he'd have put out some bullshit, we would have shitted on him right here,
sure
right
enough.
Now.
Sure
we would not have held back. We wasn't going to pull no punches on that nigga.
And I'd have been saying, yo, Royce about to be off my top five, dude, with this kind of bullshit.
We would have smacked him around because he would have deserved it for putting out bullshit.
But he did not. He was par for course of what he does.
Indeed. No doubt. So... All right, so since my other topic was squarely
in the realms of TMZ. Bring it in, my nigga. Stop playing.
I had a topic, TMZ. Run that shit, nigga. If we Chris Brown up in here, nigga, since we talking about gang culture and shit. It was all his goddamn fault.
Yo, Kerr G's World Famous Albums of the Week.
Oh, he ain't even going to mention the topic. All right, fuck it. All right, this week we got V-Don, Black Mass. That's V-Don, Black Mass. Then we got the Leonard Simpson duo, which consists of Guilty Simpson and Leonard Charles, LSD. That's the Leonard Simpson duo, LSD. And the instrumental joint is Love Jones, Scully Season. That's Love Jones, Scully Season.
Well, I gotta say, last show's instrumentals are stupid.
Yo, I texted you, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
It sounds like, yo.
Yo, last week, instrumentals is
but see, that's
stupid.
Another producer, speaking of a producer that just doesn't get any credit in the game, that is fucking makes fire all the time, that's Audible Doctor. That's who those instrumentals are from.
Mm.
He makes fucking crazy beats and gets no fucking props, man.
Wow.
I mean, as soon as it came on, I was like, oh, I was connected. Like, what the fuck is he playing today?
Yeah, Audible Doctor makes heat.
That's soulful shit.
That's what's up. So before we get out of here, Kurt G, what is the next Let the Veterans In for next week? I know you came in with the joint.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yes. Next week, we gotta get in on Jada Kiss.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Yes, the baby pterodactyl.
Who is a former Panda King contestant.
Yeah, he got a new project dropping.
Matter of fact, wasn't he the very first, or was it Fat Joe who was the very first Panda poster boy?
He was either Fat Joe or Jada. One of them two I know was the very first.
I think it was Fat Joe, but can I say something, please? I know it's a topic for next week. Can I please just say, because fuck you for putting me out there saying that shit. I can't help but think this.
All right.
We need to hear that brother rapping about selling drugs.
We'll find out.
Stage of his career.
We'll find out. So
we'll find out when we listen next week.
Next week, Let the Veterans In. Jada Kiss, stay tuned. That's what's up. So I guess we'll do it when we do it, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Out. Peace.
One.
Back on the scene, yeah. Let me get these pages. Misfit Universe. Verb, Russia Steez. KOS. Yeah. Poetic overdose when you just feel the need to comatose. Adjust the dose, compose, seeing the Holy Ghost. Subtle horror overtones are low, but I'm calmed by a bruja reading my horoscope. In stereo, plotting the country's overthrow with mics over throats. Adios, I can tell that you hardly wrote. Ungodly quotes make me wanna walk through the bosque in the winter time to see where the body froze. Cause nobody knows. Guada around the neck, I suspect the roots of the city root for the barrio. Footsteps of the past rain like a bad storm. They want the culture hard, but rep it in bad form. that's porn. They eating concrete with a glass jaw, giving dap to monotony I last saw. I try to ignore routines unpleasant, even when they try to interrupt my seconds. Blessings. Streets filled with a lot of resentment, upsetting, but some need to learn a bad lesson. The blade I hold always goes against the grain. Voices hold disdain, my plan doesn't fit with the pain. Faith in crosshairs, certain objects in my aim. The gallery is packed, warfare within the frames. The type of calm I hold, some want the same. To my experience, their candle can't hold a flame. Back on the scene, I guess, unforeseen. Between the calm and severe, still come out pristine. On the beat, the level is like a dream. My team supreme, just check the bloodstream. In and out of the mundane, we feel that. Still composed to compose some mill stats. Microphone check, 1, 2, we still stand. Monuments on the microphone, yo, we built that.
Back on the scene, crushing everything, Godzilla. Rhyme thriller, moving at a rate they could not figure. Send a focus for that scene that plays out. It's like a movie clip, we airing that thing out. In a drought, we beat a storm, misfits, we born crazy. The earth cracked when moms birthed me in the 80s. K.O., we hold it down in Russia, he fine-tuning. Casually, we stir the pot, drop bombs, it's not music. These are revolutionary poetics beyond hectic at times. Semi-auto, I done weaponized rhymes. Turn to dust like vampires trying to step in our shine. Fuck the fame, I don't even like my light with my line. Shit, this plateau we climb with no rope. So confident I'm upstream with no boat. Still paddling, man, I'm crazy with this ballpoint javelin. Take me to your boss, I'll unravel him. I'm flagrant with this traveling, planned by no rules. Verb bad for you, raise pressure like soul food. Everything is everything, shout out my whole crew. Money to the death, misfits making grown moves. We stay on our job, what's the play, homie, throw me that lob. As that crowd scream, I bang this shit down like LeBron. Russia back in L.A. in this lullabies with Kenny. Lights, camera, action, we taking over the city, yeah.
Back on the scene, I guess, unforeseen. Between the calm and severe, still come out pristine. On the beat, the level is like a dream. My team supreme, just check the bloodstream. In and out of the mundane, we feel that. Still composed to compose some mill stats. Microphone check, 1, 2, we still stand. Monuments on the microphone, yo, we built that. Back on the scene, I guess, unforeseen. Between the calm and severe, still come out pristine. On the beat, the level is like a dream. My team supreme, just check the bloodstream. In and out of the mundane, we feel that. Still composed to compose some mill stats. Microphone check, 1, 2, we still stand. Monuments on the microphone, yo, we built that. Russia Steez, Misfit Music, Arjuna. Ha.
Yeah. Whole world in my hand, toss it like a shot put. Been this shit, God told me only God could. Feel like I just rise above you niggas with the sky hook. Gotta look inside myself to get a different outlook. Fell for a stranger, lost love for a close friend. That's gonna be my brother even if we never spoke again. So high, I'd be high forever if I never smoke again. Wild imagination, but it's funny how I don't pretend. All I wanna do is stay high when the time fly. Strays for the niggas that ain't duck for the drive-by. Prayers for the haters talking shit from the sideline. Smoke so thick, it's hot pink in the skyline. Way too in my head, I'm like a guest in my own skin. Know I'm about to blow, cause what's the point if we don't win? I don't hold no grudges, homie, thought we was grown men. But promise I will not forget that shit like an old friend. Break bread with the whole squad, no ego. Low-key dope, but now I feel so kilo. Bitches hella hype, but I just keep it tranquilo. All kind of notes, but it's still in the same key, though. Took a couple L's, but I'm still victorious. All kind of pills, thought I'm fucking with Morpheus. Never had shit, these other niggas less fortunate. That's why I get the bag and make it stretch like a cardio. Do it by myself, don't even need no audience. Dark cloud over me, I'm feeling so ominous. Homie got popped, same street where my mama lives. Lord, please take him to the same place my father is. Give a nigga wisdom, they mistake him for common sense.
People with the most to say always be anonymous. They wanna pull the wool over your eyes like cardigans. I die for what I feel, they say that's just what a martyr is. I give everything I ever seen just to live a dream. Shame when niggas down to do to just get a little fame. Fire all on me, I pull up, you can smell the flames. I ain't got no baggies, wrap that shit in some cellophane. Clouds everywhere, let it rain, I let it rain. Tears all on your cheeks when you realize that I'll never change. Can't fathom why you be right back on the second day. Orgasm feel like Etta James on ketamine. Out of body looking at us both as I levitate. Always get exactly what I want cause I never wait. Pockets full of hella grain and shit like the Everglades. Floating on this motherfucker feel like a featherweight. Sharper than a motherfucker feel like a metal blade. Took a couple shots of scotch, I promise I'm never faced. No, I'm finna detonate, I won't be a minute late. Don't remember yesterday, I'm focused on better things. Break bread with the whole squad, no ego. Low-key dope, but now I feel so kilo. Bitches hella hype, but I just keep it tranquilo. All kind of notes, but it's still in the same key though. Took a couple L's, but I'm still victorious. All kind of pills, thought I'm fucking with Morpheus. Never had shit, these other niggas less fortunate. That's why I get the bag and make a stretch like a cardigan.
Amazing grace, when I speak it, it's amazing taste. My tongue is torture, the enforcer, fricassee, your ace. Your contemplation for confrontation is all a waste. I run with goons and apostles and carry swords of hate. Smile now while a soldier take your food and plate. My hands are typhoons too, I rearrange your face. I break bread with those vultures, host to a ride of war. The culture fifth, all the plans broke the front door. I'm not a man of violence, I speak evermore. But bring malice and revenge for my matador. Y'all some champagne niggas, we from the battle zone. Straight bourbon, plastic cup, and gorilla blown. Grand Hustle, Elohim, Yahidi, Doug Tone. Glaucoma, El Shabbat, the Black Coleon. The Good Shepherd, linen shorts, lion chested. And through a gem from my palms, since my hands infested. Yeah.
Times is hard on everybody's boulevard.
Fucker.
Get spun through life's tornado. Keep pushing forward, thinking different, y'all.
Like that.
We all fighting the hands of time, ice skating on the face of the rollie. Three shots to the dome, leave the gun, take the cannoli. Family first over everything. Secret weapons for quiet wars, controlling how you think. Patriot thug, only bang for what's sacred. And they oath of initiation ain't worth giving my voice to Satan. Tell them they could choke on the shell cases. William Cooper maneuver, think differently. Yo Kruger, solo my vocals, let them hear my tones brutal. Spitting pain is like my best friend. Crush the loyalties and meet the bitter end. No second chances. Executing God's will turn me into a savage. Crush enemies completely. Power law 15. My 16s is priceless. You can't afford my life means.
Hey yo, welcome to my Gaza Strip where you can see all kind of shit. It's not for novices, enamored by the ambience. We hard knock, but the school don't give no scholarships. We never vote, but my niggas always politic. A low tolerance for phonies and a counterfeit. We taught to bounce a brick or break down every ounce of it. And day rooms, we receive our strongest counseling. We bring them game and they teach us how to polish it. The plus and minuses, the crime versus the time you get. When bullets fly, we return them like a compliment. The ghetto monument, stories how the drama went. And old dealers reminisce on every dollar spent. Time served, flown birds to the accomplishments. So astonishing was early business modeling. And now we conquering endorsements and sponsorships. Stood before your honors, now y'all all stand and honor it.
Like, people gotta understand that hip-hop, it's raw essence. That shit is gutter ghetto.
Really be walking no money here, my safe in the floor. Yeah. Pay my lawyer 3K just for my case on the floor. My yellow bone ride dick just like she racing a horse. And to get in this position took some patience, of course. All my flow cinematic, keep addicts this big cabbage. Don't have time to play Madden, all the weapons be automatic. Italian fabric, bitch got on heels that come from Paris. And if she stand next to your bitch, then your bitch get embarrassed. All the colors in my kush got it looking like Paris, yeah. Hardly breathing, running laps around my competition. Paint pictures with these rhymes inside my composition. Thinking differently, nigga, yeah, we the definition. Jesus did it with some wine, I'm about to scratch a chicken. I baptized the Pyrex, I'm about to bless the kitchen. To navigate to the money in the expedition. Niggas broke, but they searching for more hoes. I'm just saving paper, buying houses that's foreclosed.
It's gone.
Whoever knew would get revenue off this residue.
Right.
Well, whenever you in power, James St. Patrick's kings don't miss finger rolls. James ain't Patrick. Out the mattress, leg get back. No one clap this gas spit, head snap back. That be my hat trick. Be my black shit, M edition. Some say I rap like Eminem is listening. Synonyms, acronyms. I will money in like a rack of rim. I walk with the desert like Iraq and them, preferably the 50. OG gave me same crack recipe for Whitney. Sway like I'm Dwayne, so next to me is Willie. Flame, that's how I came, just in case they try hit me. I told Special if they get me, just throw my royalties on the Giphy and give it the wife.
I'm still 10 toes on my weeks. I've been living off rap, I fell back. I ain't hustling weeks, yo. My block grew accustomed to me. Niggas do what they want, shit, just long as it wasn't my street. I'm limping on Davis, crack sales, the hood favorite. Fucking hoes and bloodshed, we X-rated. Shell cases found on the scene, affidavits. Out in Cali with open cases, we popping aces. I used to only rock shell toes with fat laces. Shootouts broad day, I'm living in the matrix. I can make a million off rap, it's all patience. It might take you years to get on, just embrace it. Retire me with 16 rings, like the Lakers. I've been getting money since flip phones and pages. When you make the first 10 bands, beginner stages. When you flip the first 10 grand, that's what make you a man. It's way more than just a gun in your hand. Heard niggas wouldn't understand. For real. Yo. Yo, ayo, I learned everything that I know from OGs. I sit back counting my ones, low key. You know me, I'm ducking BMs and police. It all boils down, I'm just a product of the streets. Ayo, I learned everything that I know from OGs. I sit back counting my ones, low key. You know me, I'm ducking BMs and police. It all boils down, I'm just a product of the streets.
At the Thai spot, round tabling, lounging, lunching. I hold math like I'm number crunching. What's the function? Wisdom cipher, show one out the country. Other than that, it's a rap, you gon' have to hunt me. Hard to find, I'm at a gallery vibing. Fly dime with the gods, you now in the purse, we dining. PA medallions, Polaroid the post-war. Niggas on my wave now, wow, where's the Coast Guard? Peep the subconscious, crack era flashcards. Vivid in the rhyme like crime you didn't ask for. Where I'm from, you know the shit is real. If you ever sold a crazy Ann, Skinny P, up in the field. Nightmares of Santa Clara, police trying to Paris. I'm talking BCE, before the common era. I send this one out to my big bro Fonzo. The $1 million spot that we had in the condos.
Elephant Harlem, a main man just caught a bad one. With a five magnum when he didn't have none. That goes to show you that even when you're respected, brothers are still trying to think your butt naked. So I went uptown to get the lowdown. The CEO made the whole thing go down. Word on the street sat some kids from the Bronx with automatics came to start static. Some new jacks at the game, trying to get a name, had a point to prove. Wrong move. So I can't wait to set them all straight. It's a big payback when I retaliate. Steam, I gotta let it off. And I can't wait to set it off. To avenge my main man that's gone. And it's yours, my name is Kane, word is born, the beef is on. Time to show them how to get hard, calling a hit squad, and pull all these clowns kid hard, for trying to fit up and fit eight, commit oot, but when I get rid oot, awesome dude. So I took a little trip to Brooklyn, best I do or die, is where I was looking, for my boys from Roosevelt, Albany and Marcy, plus I got a posse, over in Canarsie. I'm talking about ill brothers that don't play, they sit around, watching Scarface all day. So here we go, headed up to the scene, 20 deep in a van like the A-team. We rolled up to see what this joint's about. One of my boys in the band just pointed him out. So without delay, we reacted and started shooting like it was target practice. When they saw that we wasn't messing around, one tried to run, so I had to chase him down. I caught the kid by the corner store deli, kicked him in the belly like I was Jim Kelly. I did a juggling, banged something violent, came back to see my crew made the rest silent. We sent 15 bodies to Trapper John, 'cause the beef was on.
Once again, this song. You got beef once again, this song. You got beef once again, this song.
people. I sort of figured if you thought I was weak, you'd mop the street up with me. Then I'd have to kill a lot more of your people to put you in your place. Send your boys in, I'll send them back in a paper bag.
Many scream about a homicide, but when I came to shut them down, all the drama died. I bleed insanity when I got a jam on me, and we roll like the Corleone family. I bring the boys, that'll bring the noise, and the aftermath, everything's destroyed. Like a crew of barbarians, and brothers that want beef, I make them vegetarians. So don't even front and try to play it as if you're rough, cause soon as I see you, best believe I'ma call you bluff. And everyone else that tried to press up on me tough have fallen and they can't get up. My game is an ill one, cause I'm a real one. Lord of mercy, love controversy. A gangster, a con, a pimp, and a don. Waiting for the beef to be on.